Good evening and welcome to the latest edition of North London is Red. And the breaking news is Real Madrid have reportedly submitted a bid of 18 million euros for Bayer Leverkusen star Kai Havertz. Kai Havertz, who has a very good season, he has been scoring goals, he has been creating chances, he's getting in those assists. So Real Madrid are after Kai Havertz. And again, big club, you know, maybe on the same level as you would like to say on Bayern Munich, if you talk about the current scenario. Maybe Bayern Munich are ahead of Real Madrid on the current scenario, if you see. Because when you look at domestically, Bayern Munich are ahead. And when you look at domestically in La Liga, Barcelona are ahead. So not Real, even though they contend and their, you know, previous Champions League success is massive compared to Bayern. But it all comes down to where they stand currently. So I think Bayern are ahead of Madrid for the current moment, but again, it's just too early a move for me. I think, why would Kai Havertz want to go so early? I mean, he'd rather go to Bayern if you had the option to. So moving on, we have Chelsea's Emerson is reportedly going to move to Juve. So it's been quite of a link-up about where could Emerson end up. He has made some appearances under Frank Lampard, and you know, he could move to Juve, he could reunite with Sarri, and it's a very interesting move. So in response to that, Chelsea are after the former graduate. We know Bournemouth's Nathan Ake, he was graduated from Chelsea's academy, couldn't make the impact he wanted to make at Stamford Bridge, so he was sold to Bournemouth for some, if I'm not wrong, around 20-25 million pounds or euros, some fee around that region. And now Chelsea want him back. He has been, you know, putting up great performances at Bournemouth. He has been very consistent over there, even though you see Bournemouth is a very small club with a stadium of around 11,000-12,000. So there isn't much expectation from a club of that position, but he has been good. There is no doubt about that. So now he's been linked to his former club. So will Chelsea go after him? And I think if Emerson leaves or Chelsea get rid or lose one of their defenders, I think Nathan Ake could come back. But mind you, he's not going to come cheap because they sold him for big money. That was big money for Bournemouth, obviously. So when I think due to the pandemic, I think Bournemouth would like to earn some profit. I don't think he's going to be now level 30, but you know, I can see him getting at least 15, you know, nothing less than 15 Bournemouth would be demanding. I mean, they got to make something back on him because they bought him quite expensive according to their standards, and he has lived up to every expectation he had to. So in that way, you see that way Chelsea might have to pay this time. And moving on to defenders, Chris Smalling, who was actually on a loan deal with AS Roma, and you know, Roma are pushing for his permanent signature. Yes, he has had a very good time in Italy. He's enjoying there. A lot of Premier League players moved to Italy, and you know, a lot of them enjoyed their great success over there. And Chris Smalling is one of them. And Manchester United are going to ask somewhat about reportedly 13 million pounds. And I think it's pretty decent. And Roma, who looked, you know, back into the shape they actually were, if you look a few years down below. So, and he's been good with Roma. He's got the appearances and all. And I think it would be a worthy signing. And the other signing I think Roma are trying to push is signing Arsenal midfielder Hendrik Mkhitaryan, who also went on loan, even though he made a few appearances this season. But when the window closed in Italy, they were able to get his signature, and you know, he's not had a good stay at the English capital, because when that swap deal happened, neither Sanchez had a good time at Manchester United, neither he. But I think he had the better of, you know, if you compare Sanchez's time, he might have had a better time, because when he came in, you know, it was actually proving why Wagner wanted Mkhitaryan, even though now we came to know that Martial was the man, but United said he's not up for grabs. So you know, he's made it pretty clear in a way that he's not going to come back, even though Mikel Arteta said that he's a fan of Mkhitaryan's play. But I don't think the new management is actually giving him any chance to revive his career over there. So he's now decided that I'm going to play in Italy. Roma are very much interested in him. So Chris Smalling, well, there's no further update on Chris Smalling. Henrik Mkhitaryan, though his fees is supposed to be around £10 million or something in that region. That's what the reports came out, but we'll get a greater update on that in the coming weeks. But as of now, Chris Smalling has been rated at £13 million. And Borussia Dortmund are making future plans as well, because they are sure that they would lose Sancho in the coming window, or I think if not in this coming window, I think by next season. I highly doubt if Sancho is going to be at Dortmund. So for his replacement, Borussia, as you know, they have a keen eye on young talent. So Ferran Torres, who is a Valencia player, he won the under-17 and under-19 European Cup with Spain. So European Championship winner. He has been identified by Borussia Dortmund as the replacement for Sancho. He is in his breakthrough season with Valencia. He's a winger, decent season, and I don't know how much it could cost Dortmund, but you know, it seems he's a very exciting talent. He's represented Spain at the under-21 level, so I don't think he's going to come cheap, but he's not going to go be very expensive. So let's just see, because last summer Thorgan Hazard came in for $25 million, so I don't think he's going to come out $25 million. If he does, I'd be a bit surprised. That's a lot of money for a youngster. He's a promising youngster, no doubt about that. But that is a lot of money. I guess somewhere around the $15 million mark would be a fair price for him. If I don't know how highly rated he is. So, and there is no price tag yet to be put on him. So I think if Sancho goes for a high, decent money, I think then Valencia would like to put a higher price tag on him. And there is a report, according to Sport, a hundred million pound bid would be rejected by Barcelona for Ansu Fati. And that is a big statement if that is true, because Barcelona have been struggling to get in their money because they need to sign Lautaro Martinez, who's reportedly his release clause is around 111 million euros. So in order to reactivate his clause, they need that sort of money, and if they get that sort of money for Ansu Fati, I think Barcelona should just blindly sell him, because not only they would be able to sign Martinez, they would have some spare money to, you know, get their key players new contracts, maybe increase their wages if that is what it is going for them, to make them stay over here. So it's interesting. I mean, no club has expressed that desire, but according to Sport, Barcelona would be even ready to reject 100 million pounds for Ansu Fati. And if I'm in the Barcelona board, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty about the future, and you know, what can I do to make this certain? I think I can do that by signing a good forward, because you know, Luis Suarez, he's been a great player for Barcelona, and there's no doubt about it, but he's aging. That's the truth. That's the reality. So who is going to step up, you know? That is the question. And you know, there's been a whole lot of rumors with Harry Kane and Aubameyang, but obviously Martinez is the younger one. So in that sense, they're saying that he would be staying longer. So paying a fruitful fees for him would rather make sense. Moving on, we go to Turin. Adrian Rabiot, who joined Juventus from a free transfer in the summer from PSG, though he has not had the sweetest debut season in the Serie A, but you know what? Juventus think they had had enough of him and are willing to listen offers for him, reportedly. And Everton, Arsenal and Wolves are said to be interested in the French midfielder. So that is very interesting to see And Everton obviously are managed by now Carlo Ancelotti, so it could be a reunion for Rabiot. So it's very interesting. Well, it was linked earlier that Arsenal were interested and Wolves were also interested. But if you see in the likely clubs, I think Everton and Wolves emerge as the prime contenders. And I think right now this thing is going on with Rabiot. I think he would prefer Everton because he's going to be with his former manager, who has reportedly shown the desire that he wants him over there. And you know what? Ever since Ancelotti came, Everton have looked better. They're trying to build on something. And you know, I don't know how big of a transfer window Everton are going to have this summer, but you know, Juventus are ready to listen offers for him. So as long as it's a good one and Ancelotti believes he can do it, I think it would be a great transfer for them. Another Juventus player, Daniel Rugani, once considered as the future, is now being linked to Arsenal and Wolves. Reports suggest that Arsenal and Wolves want to add Daniel Rugani to strengthen defense. And I think out of the two clubs, Arsenal desperately need him. Wolves' defense is not at all leaky, I would say. I mean, yes, I think they had conceded 5 goals against Chelsea, but that was very early on in the season and they were coping up with a lot of fixture congestion. So, you know, in the first 10 games for Wolves were a bit shaky, but then they went on to capitalize on the solid performances. So I think he's a surplus, obviously, because you have Benucci, you've got Matthias De Ligt, you have Chiellini. So there is a lot of congestion over there. And yeah, I think he's the 4th or 5th choice centre back over there. So, and you know, high hopes were there for this youngster, and you know, somewhat he has not lived to that expectation, or somewhat he has not got the consistent opportunity he would like. And you know, he's 25, 26 years old, and I think there's still a lot you could get out of him. So, and you know, if Arsenal get their hands on him and he shows his potential, it could be a great deal for him, because you know, he would then serve the club for, I guess, another 5-6 years. Then right now the condition is Arsenal, they need anyone who is going to do a good job. Rather it'd be 1 year or 2 years. So this would be a sort of a mini investment, but good investment for Arsenal. Though Wolves are the more attractive club right now because they are in a better position. If you see, they have gone higher in the Europa League this season, and they are likely to finish above the Gunners. So if you look at the current scenario, you know, Arsenal's history could attract you, but if you look at solely on current position and you want to play if you want to play European football in that sense, I think Wolves would be the better option. And interesting news coming from France is that the season was suspended earlier, but the transfer window is going to open from 8 June. So now French teams will be allowed to sell and buy players. I don't think they would be able to sell. I guess not other countries' windows are open, but they would be able to buy players from 8 June. So a big opening for them right there. And PSG, they have been linked with number of players. They have reportedly shown in a lot of youngsters. And we have got Andre Herrera. He has spoken about a lot in these past 2 days. That's very interesting. So let's just see what can PSG capitalize on this. Because they have already bought Mario Icardi. That's a big, you know, transfer. And the money was good. Inter surely loving the money, and they got rid of Icardi. It was brilliant. And PSG, I don't think, are in a mood to sell him to an Italian club, because they have to pay an additional £15 million to Inter. So that is not happening. So let's see who are they interested in, because you know, Edison Cavani, Thiago Silva are out of contract. So these are the requirements they need, and what all additions are they going to make? That is going to be very interesting. And we head to Barcelona, where they're eyeing Borussia Dortmund's Rafael Guerrero as a replacement for Junior Firpo, though Junior Firpo is still at the club, but you know his performances were not at the level Barcelona hoped, and they are now trying to get rid of him. And there was a report earlier that Roma were interested in him, but nothing in concrete on that build up. So Barcelona feel that they would be able to get rid of Junior Firpo. So Rafael Guerrero, who has had a good season with Dortmund, especially ever since play was resumed, could now be a Barcelona. And Van de Beek interest. Manchester United are back in the race to sign Donny Van de Beek. This, I think, more comes in off when Sancho, Grealish have been emerged as their two major transfers. And I think the part with the Grealish is, I think Aston Villa stay up. It's going to be interesting if Grealish wants to go there, because you know he's the club captain there, and I think he's liking it over there. This is a tight relegation battle in the Premier League for sure. It's too early to rule out anybody in that battle, but you know, I think if Aston Villa stay up, Grealish is going to stay with them at least for one more season. But if they go back to the Championship, I think Grealish would like to move up, and Manchester United have emerged as their prime contenders. And Donny van de Beek, who was part of Ajax last season high-flying Champions League campaign, has, you know, back into the rumors after earlier he was very close, not close, but there were very strong rumors about him joining Manchester United. So he's back in there. And former Arsenal, Chelsea, and he's played for a lot of clubs. But Nicolas Anelka has warned PSG, saying letting go of Cavani could be very costly, could be a mistake as well. So what he's trying to say is they should not let go of Cavani. Even though Cavani is in his early 30s, he believes that Cavani has still a lot of in him to offer to the club. And Cavani, he has a lot of interest from Inter and Atletico Madrid. And we know Atletico Madrid also have emerged their interest to sign Arsenal striker Alexandre Lacazette. But reportedly, Lacazette has rejected to go to La Liga. So Anelka feels that Cavani should be still at PSG. As we know, Cavani is PSG's all-time leading goal scorer. He feels that he should be still at the club. So that is very interesting with what ends up for Edinson Cavani. So on the final news, Daniel James is going to extend his contract, and then he'll be loaned by Manchester United. So that is very interesting news, because if that is the rumor, that means that Manchester United are sure of signing Jadon Sancho. If I think it's going to be very interesting if first they sign Jadon Sancho, then you know his loan deal would get sanctioned. So you know, he's Daniel James, he has a good season at Old Trafford, not too out of the box season. He's not had a bad season as well. He has had a good season for a youngster. He would like to capitalize on it, and I think a loan deal would be good for him. And I think for a Championship club or for a newly promoted Premier League club who would come in next season from this season's Championship, I think he could certainly learn a lot from that. Because we have seen, because last year Tammy Abraham went with Villa, and you know, he scored, I guess, 22 Championship goals, and I think that helped him a lot in that sense. Now, because you see him in the Premier League, he has been injured and all, but he has got 13 Premier League goals, and that is not bad for him considering in his first season, and he has to spearhead the attack in that way. Because you know, even though Chelsea have three strikers, Frank Lampard has clearly made it clear that Tammy Abraham is my main striker, even though likes of Michy Batshuayi and World Cup win Olivier Giroud are there. But you know, Giroud is more like third in the pecking order. So Tammy Abraham has got 13 goals. That's not bad at all. So I think a lot of that goes to his time at Aston Villa. He had a good Championship season. So, I mean, there is some you see there's a solid development in that sense. You see, not just with United players, when you can have a live example of Dean Henderson, you know, from being loaned at League One, League Two clubs, he went to Championship side, Sheffield United, helped them secure promotion. So if they have their own healthy record of player development, they can capitalize on others' players' development record. So I think this would be a good deal. So that's it rounds off for today.